This morning's assignment was to bring a verse and some thoughts about fearing the Lord. And in Psalms 111, verse 10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." And I don't think that means that we should just be always afraid of what He might, you know, do to us for what we've done or whatever. Fearing the Lord is just respecting Him and loving Him for what He is and what He's done for us.
I got Luke chapter 1, verse 49 through 51. "For He who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name, and His mercy is on those who fear Him from generation to generation. For He has shown strength with His arm, and He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts." And I think the fear of the Lord means to have a respect for God and to come to an understanding of who He is or His greatness or all the things that He's done for us, and just to come to an understanding of that and just have a respect for Him.
I got Proverbs 19:23. "The fear of the Lord is unto life for a man, and he shall lodge without fear in places where knowledge is not examined." And I thought, kind of like Roger said, you shouldn't always just be living in terror of being thrown in hell or something like that. I don't think that's what the fear of God is, but just to always acknowledge His presence and to seek His will and to have your will in line with Him, and have a just real respect. I think that's more like it.
I got Luke 1:49-50. "For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name, and His mercy is upon generation after generation toward those who fear Him." And I was just thinking about how when it says fear there, it doesn't mean for us to... The reason we follow the Lord is not just so that we don't get thrown in hell. And I thought about how when there's like a dictator and all the people under him fear him a whole lot, they a lot of times try to sneak around and do things, you know, that he doesn't find out about, and that's because they fear him a lot, and that's a lot of times what happens when there's a whole lot of fear, you know, for someone like that. But this kind of fear is like a respect and a reverence, because it says and His mercy is upon generation after generation toward those who fear Him.
I got the same one as Randall. Luke 49:50. "For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name. And His mercy is upon generation after generation toward those who fear Him." And I think fearing God is more of just, we need to respect Him and honor that He's the Mighty One and He has so much power.
Luke 5, verse 11 says, "Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest to God, and I hope that we are made manifest also in your consciences." And I think what fearing the Lord is just knowing that He's the one that created you, and you need to do anything that He says, because He owns all of us.
Matthew 10:28. Do not fear those who kill the body, but are able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
God, who will render to each one according to his deeds eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish, on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God.
Proverbs 1:7. Proverbs 1:7. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.